They quote us to Proverbs 10:22, which says, "The blessing of the Lord, it makes one rich and adds no sorrow with it." We found out that word blessing means prosperity, that a prosperity of the Lord makes one rich, means it causes one to accumulate, it causes one to grow, and he adds no toiling or no laboring with it. It's not going to be as a result of your labor, it's not going to be a result of your toiling, but it's going to be as a result of the prosperity or the soup God super on your natural, which makes it supernatural. And see, one of the reasons that people get so messed up about when you say the word prosperity is because the first thing they think about is money. Now, money is one of the areas of prosperity, but in the kingdom of God, money is the lowest form of prosperity, because you can have a whole lot of money and not have health. You can have a whole lot of money and not have a home. You can have a whole lot of money and not have a family. You can have a whole lot of money to buy you medicine, but it cannot buy you healing. Money is a tool to be used, and yes, it's included in this year of the blessing of the Lord to make one rich. But we found out a few weeks ago that the purpose of the money is so that you can be blessed, to be a blessing, and to all families of the earth are blessed. God doesn't have a problem with you having money. He has a problem with the money having you. In other words, you have a wrong relationship with the money. God said this probably the second week of the year. He said, the title of that message was, "He's bringing you out." And he was talking about how he's going to bring you out of the world system, out of the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of his dear son, or into the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. And what he told me to remind you here today, he says this, he says, "I want you to remember that God has brought you out."